This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, indeed. 855-99-375-69. You guys are so cute. You got all the nerve to call, and Trevor talks to you. And either, look, make sure your phone is charged before you call, all right? I used to say, find me a landline, which I absolutely prefer, but I understand that more and more people don't have landlines. But at least make sure your phone is charged, all right? 855-99-375-69. Joyce, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Brown. I'm calling about my son who's almost 21 years old.
Okay.
He's a full-time college student.
Okay.
Just finished his third year in college, went into college with scholarships, you know, a very responsible, bright young man. And went for a challenging degree for sure.
What's his field of study?
His field of study was computer science.
Okay.
And got through, you know, a lot of the tough stuff and was really starting to get into his core classes.
Right.
But we ran into a situation last spring where he essentially gave up on his classes and stopped going and ended up, you know, failing everything. And
so this was a year ago?
This was a year ago.
Okay.
And he kept it from us, but eventually, because of his scholarships and everything else going on, of course, we, you know, eventually let us know.
Right.
And so we had good conversations about it, you know, other people out there to support him. I think he was just overwhelmed.
Okay.
And just checked out. So
let me ask you, so his sense was that the reason that he really kind of withdrew was because he was just academically overwhelmed?
I would say yes. I think there were other things going on.
Yeah. Can we look at, before we go quite so blissfully past that, is he straight or gay, or do we know?
Oh, he's definitely straight.
Okay. Was there a girlfriend involved at all?
There was, you know, when I reflect back, you know, when this might have all started, he was living in an off-campus arrangement with three other roommates, and he broke off with his girlfriend, and his other roommates pretty much turned on him when that happened.
Yeah, because you hear that when kids, especially smart kids, who've done very well, all of a sudden have a meltdown, I would say the majority of the time, it's not academically based, even though that's what they'll say, because, you know, they're on that cusp between being an adult and being a kid. And for a kid, especially a male kid, to say, my heart got broken. You know, this was my first love, or, you know, that she wasn't interested in me anymore. I would say that the majority of the time, not 100%, but the majority of the time, it's not academic. It's
mm-hmm.
it's emotional. It's social. It's
right.
There's something which means that there's often a love relationship involved. Because, I mean, this is the first time for a lot of kids, especially really bright kids who've not necessarily been very social, to have what they would view as a true adult relationship. And the problem about the first one that breaks up is you think you'll never have another one because you don't have the experience to know, relationships come, relationships go. Sometimes they work okay. They always feel terrible. What you think is, I'm completely unlovable. And that for especially a kid who's under some academic pressure, living away from home, maybe for the first time, it feels overwhelming. Feels like, what's the point? Hence the dropout
right.
of school. All right. So
right.
having
and
said that,
having said I feel like he bounced back from that and
So he was flunking classes. Did he make? I mean, you're telling me he's a junior this year, right?
Correct. So this happened last
sophomore
spring.
Year.
So
right.
sophomore year. So the fall started, fresh start. you know, felt like he had his stuff together. We talked, and of course, you know.
What did you do over the summer?
Over the summer, he worked. He took a summer class. So he
came home, or he was still. Does he go away to school?
He is off. Yes, he does.
So
but
did,
close to home. He's not far from home, but he definitely lives away from home.
Okay, so over the summer, did he stay at school essentially?
Yes. So he.
Okay.
Yes. He's, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, keep going.
Changed his apartment, so he's not around the people that,
okay.
You know, that was the issue for. So that was all positive. Then started classes in the fall, did fine for the fall semester, still, you know, tough with some of his core courses, and essentially was, you know, given the second chance.
Okay.
And so, you know, that semester's over now. This last spring, just found out. This week that he essentially did the same thing again. He just checked out of his classes, and now there's, you know, bigger ramifications in terms of, you know, where he was planning on going and what he was planning on doing. And so I'm just, as a parent, I know this is such a tough time for young people, but I'm just trying to help. And I think I'm probably more devastated than he is.
Oh, I'm sure.
But,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. So let me. All right. Let me ask a couple questions here, kiddo.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out about this meltdown? Did he tell you or did the school?
No, he told me.
What did he say?
You know, essentially, when I saw him, you know, I'd seen that he had just come from a meeting, and I said, "How'd it go?" And he goes, "Not good. I have bad news." And I kind of knew what it was. And I just sort of looked at him because we were driving together, and I just
right.
put my hand on his back, you know, and to let him know that whatever it is, I'm here for him.
Good for you.
Yeah. And
okay.
Tears just
so
started
what
falling.
Was his explanation? Did he have one?
His explanation is that he doesn't want to be a student anymore. He's tired of being a student.
What does he want to do?
He's not quite sure.
What is his plan for the summer?
Right now to work, because he has work throughout, you know, his college.
And what kind of work does he do?
He valets. It's a, you know, a good part-time student job. He valets.
Okay.
College.
Okay. So it's not, it brings in a little bit of money, but has nothing to do with any possible career.
Correct.
Okay. So,
and
where's the valet? Is the valet job near school or near home?
It's near school. So he can ride his bike and do everything from where he lives to school and to work. And
so does he make enough money valeting to pay his expenses?
He has not 100%. Because we provide some financial support.
How much
but not
do you
a lot.
Provide? How much would you say on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis, for his apartment, $300. And we have, once his scholarships went away, we have helped out with his tuition. So
all right,
probably.
But tuition presumably is about to go away if he doesn't want to be in school. So
right, exactly.
How much do you think he makes on a monthly basis over the summer?
Oh,
enough to pay his rent?
He probably could do that and pay his own rent. Yeah.
All right. So tell me what your question is to me, and then I'm sure we're on the same page.
Yeah. My question is one. I'm really trying to help understand how someone who's as bright. Responsible.
This has nothing to do with. This has nothing to do with school. Okay, this has to do.
Yeah.
You and I already went over what the likelihood is that there's an emotional core here. The second
yes,
is
absolutely
okay. The second
that's what
is
I'm trying to understand.
I know. I tell you what. Panic not. I'm going to walk you through it, and then I'm going to tell you how to deal with it. All right. So panic not. Stick with me. I'll be back to you in just a second. All right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking to Joyce, who's market. Joyce, how many kids do you have?
He's the one child.
Okay, not surprising. Okay. Joyce is facing a not much fun parental kind of bump in the road of a very smart kid who's always done very well in school, got a scholarship, went away to school, was doing very well, and all of a sudden, meltdown. And everybody decided that it was really academic and, cynical psychology, not cynical, actually, or psychologist here says, unlikely. It's more likely emotional. So everything got back on track. He moved away from his roommates, which were making him unhappy. And the girlfriend, apparently, it sounds like he probably doesn't have another girlfriend, although who knows. And same thing came off the same time of year, which I think is not accidental. So the question is, what's going on now? And the answer, I think, is going to have to come from him. But let's look at the possibilities. One, as I mentioned, which was whatever was going on. Was he ever in therapy over last summer's meltdown or last spring's meltdown?
I found out that he went to go see a counselor at school.
Good.
I don't know really what much became of that. I think he went in to them saying he was, like, depressed.
Yeah, I think he is.
I don't really know. Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, I do. All right, here's what I would do, All right, because you and I can speculate endlessly, and all it is speculation. So what I would do at this moment is, first of all, take a deep breath and realize there's no draft going on at this moment, so it's not a matter if he's going to lose his student deferment and be sent to a foreign land with a gun. So you don't have to worry about that, which parents, a couple generations ago did. So there are a number of reasons why this is happening. We already looked at the emotional, which I still think was probably unresolved from last year. I don't think it's accidental that the same thing happened at the same time. It may be that there's a whole lot of things here that we're just never going to know. And part of it may be your son just looking at what his career prospects are and deciding this is what he wants to spend the rest of his life doing. And so this, I saw this more, I saw a little bit when I was an undergraduate, but when I really saw it was when I was in medical school. And I would see kids who have been groomed since they were literally 6 years old to be doctors. And what they all of a sudden found is they didn't like blood, or they couldn't hack the academics, or they hated patients, or they didn't like sick people, or whatever it was. And this had been something that they had been focused on literally since the time they were old enough to read or write. And so instead of saying, this isn't what I want to do, there would be this huge sort of migration to the therapist's office, to dropping out, to flunking biochem, to whatever it was that said, I don't want to do this. And it also when it happens to seniors, it's called senior panic, where all of a sudden start flunking courses so you don't have to go out in that big bad world. So there are all sorts of possibilities here which would fit the scenario. But the only person who really knows is your son, and he's not talking. And it may be that he's not talking because it's hard for him to admit it. As I said, it's hard for anybody who's been academically gifted to say, I don't think this is what I want to do, because the question is, how much time have I wasted? What are my friends doing? Is anyone ever going to love me? Am I ever going to be happy? So these are the sort of existential angst that occurs that sounds very characteristic of what's going on with your son. So the question is, what do you do about it? And I think the answer is to say to him, here's the deal, kiddo. If you don't have to tell me what's going on, but I think it would be very helpful for you to have some sense of what's going on. Therefore, I think finding a therapist may make some sense. And as long as you're a student, he may be able to be covered under the campus policy. He may be covered under your insurance policy. But I think making sure that there's some way of paying for it makes some sense. And the more you don't have to pay for it, the happier he's going to be. Because if you're paying for it, and as you know, therapy is not inexpensive, you're going to expect results. You're going to sort of feel that you have a right to say to him what's going on, and that's not particularly productive in therapy. So I would say to him, here's what, tell me what's going on. In fact, I wouldn't even say tell me what's going on. What I would say is tell me what you want to do. And what I think he's likely to say is, I don't know. He'd say, well,
correct.
All right, let's.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a long-term plan, but we need to have a short-term plan. You can help him go through the alternatives. Do you want to stay on at school, or would you rather come home? Do you want to work full-time? You're in charge here. I mean, you're 21 years old, and I'm not tossing you to the wolves. I'm not saying you're 21, you're not in school, you're on your own. I'm saying let's work out. Tell me what your plan is. Tell me what I can do to help you. Because anything you come up with is going to be wrong. And I think the problem that happened in the spring last year was a Band-Aid, which it isn't anybody's fault. I mean, there was, I'm sure everybody was greatly relieved, including your son, to think, okay, we're past this, except he wasn't. Whatever it was that derailed him, it was just a Band-Aid. And again, because it happened in the spring, you know, that it's spring is just such a potent time. All of a sudden, there's prom, there's graduation, there's, you know, the month of Yes, You May. That there's so something that whatever happened last year, I think, was not completely taken care of and probably wasn't even slightly taken care of. And he took, and everybody took, which isn't blaming anybody. I mean, you always take the line of least resistance to begin with, assuming that the line of least resistance may be workable, at which point, yay, which is, okay, this is academically based. I don't think it was academically based then. I don't think the problem is academically based now. So, and good for him for understanding. I mean, he basically sabotaged it because he was, right. That's his way of, he's not, for whatever reason, as a 21-year-old smart American male, is not able to say, you know, my heart got broken, or I'm not sure I'm straight, or I don't want to do this for the rest of my life, or I'm afraid I'm not going to get a job, or I don't feel like working as hard, or, you know, I don't know what's going on with him. My concern is that he doesn't know either, because he's not willing to look at it. And if he doesn't know, he can't tell you. So I would say at this moment, tell me what I can do to help. And you can certainly report our conversation to him of saying, well, Brown sort of felt like maybe you should go talk with somebody that made you so that you can do some work, because she doesn't think it has to do with academics. But I don't want to guess. She didn't want to speculate. You can certainly call her if you want. But maybe figuring out how, you know, you tell me. I wouldn't suggest a plan. I would say, tell me what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which takes an enormous responsibility off your shoulders if you could figure that out, right?
Yeah, very, very true. Very true. And when you talk about, when you mentioned about grooming, his grooming was commissioning into the armed services, and that was part of his scholarship. And so now his choice is, you know, he could potentially have to enlist now. That could be one of the options. So, we'll just add that to the list of, hey, what do you want to do? And that's one of his options. So,
well, but and that may be one of the problems. It may be that he's sort of looking at post-traumatic stress disorder, about going to Afghanistan. I mean, well, I guess not. Who knows? Afghanistan, Iraq. Who knows where anybody's being sent at all? But the point is that there is a problem here. It's not solved. You're not going to be able to solve it for him. He doesn't necessarily have to tell you, but he has to figure out what the problem is. Stay on if you need to, and if not, you know, what I would say to him is, tell me what I can do to help you. All right, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. All right, kind of in honor of Joyce's call, we had some questions on Facebook that have actually been around for a while, which is giving you guys more of an opportunity to sort of tune in, talking about parenting. So let's start with, they're so related. I didn't really mean them up as two separate questions, but let's do you parent your children differently from your parents? Let's do that, and then we'll do what kind of parent are you? They're really the same question.
Okay, Janet responded to the first question and says, I spoiled her rotten. I think it alternates generations.
I think that's true. I mean, that's one of my favorite Jules Pfeiffer cartoons. It says, my mother made me passive, I've made my daughter assertive. My mother made me polite, I've made my daughter certain of herself. My mother made me deferential, I've made my daughter confident. Today my job is done. She's 21, she's just like my mother. Which I think is really true. That however we were raised, we tend to raise our kid the opposite, so they become, there is a generational skip there. All right, fair enough. All right, so let's move on to the other question about what kind of parent are you.
Okay. Kiana says, semi-free range, because I believe in their abilities. Isn't that interesting? I believe in their abilities and that this world belongs to them such as it is. Some people think free range means total and complete disregard for safety. Not at all the case.
Well, I don't think free range actually means that. Free range just means they're not kept in a... I mean, it refers usually to chickens or cattle, the idea being that they can kind of roam around, but doesn't mean that they roam, you know, out of the farm or go into somebody else's property. So I think free range just means that they have more options, that there's more movement, and there's more time probably when they're out of sight of the farmer, which in this particular case would be the parent, but it doesn't mean that there are no boundaries. I mean, farms have boundaries, so I love the metaphors. All right, the free range, you know, for me, I guess part of that differentiation is that these days, I don't know that most kids, I always walked to school. I was either on the school bus or I walked to school. First of all, partially because I was the oldest and because there were always younger kids at home. But the idea of my parent walking me to school, I don't even remember in first grade. I don't think I was ever walked to school, even as a very young child. And now it's considered pretty common behavior to either walk the kid to school or certainly to the bus stop and wait with them. So I wonder if the free-range mom does that or doesn't do that. And again, I suppose it can depend on part of the country that you live in, but the notion, you know, it's one of those things that is one of my kind of theories, is that we focus on all the wrong things. And so when a child disappears, which is truly tragic, we it makes the newspapers, but most kids don't disappear. Most kids get to school just fine. And so, but we sort of make these humongous changes based on very little data and very few instances. So I don't know exactly what free range means in this term. That's one of the reasons I'm not crazy about psychobabble terms, because I don't know what it means in this particular context. Okay, keep going.
All right, let's see. Carol says, my son is 29 now. However, I was rather strict in comparison to his friend's parents. I always wanted to know where he was, the phone number, if the parents would be home, and when to expect him home. Safety concerns were the primary reason, of course, but also I believe it taught him accountability and responsibility. He's now an extremely successful and happy young man.
We don't have any... Yeah, my parents always wanted to know where I was going. With my daughter, we had one of the few real blow-ups we had, and part of it was I grew up with two parents, although basically, you know, I might as well have grown up in a single-parent household, but my daughter actually did. So, and I think the difference about single-parent versus two parents, depending on how involved both parents are, is that there is information that can fall through the gaps, that the child can say, oh, yeah, I told Dad. Or, oh, yeah, I told Mom. And that had certainly happened, and as kids we exploited that. We'd say, oh, yeah, Mom already said that, and just hope that Dad didn't check with Mom to find out that, in fact, she hadn't. But when you've got households that are separate and communication becomes a bit more problematical, it's very easy for the child to exploit that, say, oh, yeah, well, Dad said I could do this. And so especially if it doesn't seem to be a big deal or you can't get a hold of or whatever, that there's sometimes that kind of laxness. But at one point, my daughter was someplace she'd want to be, and she said that I knew her father was, she was with me, and she decided that, and I think her father was on vacation or something, and she decided that she wanted to be in the house by herself. And I wasn't going to let that happen. I said, no, you have to stay with a friend. So she said, okay, I'll go stay with a friend. I said, well, I want the friend's mom to call me. And she put one of her friends up to it. And I guess she made the assumption that I would not know the difference between a grown-up voice and a 12- or 13-year-old voice. I was not amused. So the idea is that even though, you know, that that I think that we can allow our kids a certain amount of flexibility, but they're also knowing where your kid is seems to me important. And when she would say, "You're treating me like a baby," I'd say, "Look, you'd want to know where I was. It has nothing to do with age or trust. It has to do with if you love somebody, you want to know more or less where they are." So, okay, keep going.
All right, finally we have Stephanie who says, "Before I had kids, I thought I would one day be an easygoing and carefree mom who lets her children do all the things I wasn't allowed to do as a kid.
Now
I have two grade school daughters. In reality, I am firm and consistent with my kids and a little no-nonsense when it comes to some things. We do have lots of silly moments together, and I encourage creativity through art, music, and even playing in the mud. I'm also like my parents a lot, even though I swore I never would be. I still want to know where they are at all times and who they're with, and I still want them to look both ways 17 times before they cross the street. LOL.
All right, let's go through that sentence by sentence. All right. I think it's very easy. I remember when my daughter was essentially a newborn, and a friend came up from college to visit, and he said, "Do you want to hear my theory of child rearing?" And I said, "Sure." And he looked kind of sheepish, and he said, "Well, I guess I'm really not entitled to one. I don't have any children." And I said, "That's the only time you can have one. Once you have a kid, you just do it." And the idea of having a philosophy, sort of exactly as she's saying, just sort of evaporates in the middle of the night or in the, you know, the tension of it or the, you know, the intensity of it. So that's number one, that I think everybody should have theories. And as we talk about all the time on the program, you say, "Well, I'm never going to do that." And I've told the story before. I have a sister with whom I was not particularly close, and we shared a room growing up. And every once in a while, somehow we would make that bridge across the emotional divide, and we would be whispering to each other. And I remember my mother or father, usually my dad, saying, "If I hear one more word, I'm coming up there, and you're going to be sorry." And I remember thinking, as a kid, you know, when my kids are, I'm going to let them talk at night, because I knew how important it was between me and my sister. I didn't even have to wait till I had a kid. I would be babysitting, say, "If I hear one more word," so I didn't even have to wait till I had a kid. So the idea of philosophical overview, and because we care enormously about our kids, and not only do we care enormously about them, one of the statements is that, you know, that if you've got a 100 adults in a room and said, "What do you feel most insecure about?" they'd all say sex. But it's not sex, it's parenting. Because sex is something we do with a limited number of people, relatively infrequently and relatively quietly, as opposed to our kids who go out in public and do horrible or embarrassing things. Not to mention, you know, we love them. We care about them. We feel that they are, rightly or wrongly, extensions of us. So, all right, so we got the philosophy one, parent, yeah, and we become more like our parents. Partially because it's what we know. So the idea, really, of this question is to, in the same ring, it's just an awareness of what your parents did that you liked. And you hear me all the time with a caller saying, "Remember what you and your dad did. Remember your best memory of your dad." And it wasn't your dad yelling at you. It was your dad taking you to a ball game or taking you fishing or just saying, "Hey, good job," or you know, a phone call when your mom wasn't home. That remember in your own life what worked. And it won't work 100% with your kid, but it'll work better than anything else, number one. And number two, remember what didn't work. And so saying to your kid, "You're lying, tell me the truth," never worked. I mean, kids will just lie more. That kids do lie for the same reason adults lie, to deal with the discrepancy between what is the case and what they wish was the case. And the same reason that adults lie is they think they may get away with it. I mean, there's always that chance if you think you're going to get away with it, even though on some level, if you thought it through, you'd realize it undermines the relationship and you're probably not going to get away with it. But all right, we'll do a little bit more of this when we return. Good time to call me, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctor's Don't Lie Guy. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Elaine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for your clarity and logic. I have a question for you that you talked about a couple of weeks ago, and my girlfriends and I have been pondering this. When you said that the way that we treat our parents is the way our kids are going to treat us.
Yep.
And I want to know if you still think this is still appropriate. appropriate in this day and age because my girlfriends and I are all baby boomers. We have kids in our 30s and 40s. And I have to say, we all agree our kids are in no way treating us the way that we spent time and took care of treating our parents. So I just wanted your opinion on that.
All right. Well, let me say part of it depends on the age. I just think if you spend a lot of time with your mom, that your kids understand that that's one of the things that kids are obligated to do with their parents. If you move far away from them, I think that that's more likely. If to give me an example of where you think that your kids are treating you differently than you treated your parents.
Well, here's a good example of this. And by the way, some of my girlfriends are married. Some of us are divorced. Some of us lived out of state. So we always had, and this was before cell phones, so we always had a designated day of the week where we would either call our parents or they would call us so that we could keep in touch. Our kids, or particularly my kids, if I call them, they do not answer their cell phones and or they don't return messages. Or if they do, they'll return them 2, 3, 4 days or a week later.
Okay. What I would do is make sure that, I mean, because let's just use, it's a great example. When I was my daughter's age, I would basically call my mom. I'd like to think once a week, but it was probably and partially because we would call when the rates went down. You remember that you could call. So you would call on either Saturday or Sunday usually when the rates went down, and if you didn't get a hold of them, you would leave a message. I think that the frequency may have changed a little bit, but my daughter tends to text me rather than call me. But she does, and part of it again is the age. How old are your kids at this moment?
30 to 44.
Yeah, but see that's the cusp. That's when things begin to change. I would say when your kids are 50, you know, late 40s, early 50s, and beyond is when they will begin replicating the behavior that you're hoping for, of checking in more frequently, of hopefully not patronizing you, checking about your health, spending more time with you. I just think that we assume that people become adults somewhere in their early 20s, and they don't. That whole kind of renegotiation with your parent happens at earliest, I think, at early 30s, and more likely mid to late 30s. So I guess what I'm saying is I think you may have to be a little more patient, which I know is just really irritating when someone says, no, it'll happen. It's just not going to happen anytime soon. The age difference is that what I'm saying is how we treat aging parents. And by aging parents, we're really not talking usually about 60s. We're talking about 70s and 80s and 90s and beyond. So that means if we subtract 20 years from that, or 22 years or 25 years or something, that if you subtract 25 from 80, you're talking about 25 from 80, we're talking 55. So I'm saying a 55-year-old is much more likely to treat you at 80 as you did when your parents. Now, your parents may not have lived quite as long as you're going to live. But I still think judging behavior on 30s and 40s, because if you look at it, and if you remember back as accurately as possible, those are the years. And again, we may have to transpose a little bit because today's generations are waiting longer to have kids. So they're more involved with their careers. They're two career families, which quite often they weren't when we were kids growing up with our parents. So, but if you figured the years where you were really busy raising your kids. Your husband had a career. Hopefully you had a career as well, but maybe not. So you're really busy that your parents would very likely say, we never hear from you. How are the kids doing? We want to come and see them. So, and it may not have been chronologically exactly the same interval, but sociologically, anthropologically, it was. When you're really, really busy raising kids, career, new house, financial issues, clubs, you know, all those kinds of things, you're less involved with your parents. When that wanes a little bit, then is when you become more involved, I think, with your parents. And so the idea about as an aging parent, that's why I say that sometime in our mid to late 30s is when we need to begin renegotiating that relationship with our parents. But it doesn't happen much before that. And the busier the kids are with their own life, the less they're going to be interested in whatever you want from them. As that wanes a little bit, what they understand is, you know, the light bulb goes on of, oh, gee, you know, this is why, you know, that my kids are outside of the home. And then you start calling your kids and saying, you know, I haven't seen the grandkids, what's going on? And understanding that that's when the change needs to happen, that change from parent and child to more co-equal. Because what I'm really talking about is aging parents. Not sort of in the heyday when the boomers are in there. I mean, boomers are still in what 50s and 60s. So it's right. As you get past that. So what I'm saying is be a little more patient. And you can call me in 10 years and say, no, it's not happened yet. Now we're really mad at you.
Yeah, that's what we're afraid of. That by the time what we're concerned about is. They just seem to be, and I know they supposedly are busy, but they just seem to be so much more selfish and self-directed and, frankly, I have to say, nasty. I had my daughter say to me last summer, I don't want to be responsible for you anymore.
Well, but here, that I think kids are perhaps a bit more outspoken than maybe they used to be. But, again, you know, what does that mean? What she may feel is, I mean, does she in any way, what does she mean by that? In what ways is she does she feel responsible for you?
Well, she, as far as I'm concerned, she is not responsible for me.
Honey, she feels that way. So what's the issue there?
Well, we took a trip, and it was during the winter time, and I got sick during the trip because I have asthma, so I had to go to the hospital for oxygen.
Okay. All right. Let me just look at that with you for just a moment, all right? Because I think here's what the issue is, that she was saying, and I think this was, in some ways, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I think at that moment, she was viewing you as mom still has responsibilities to me. I don't have responsibilities to mom. And when she needed on a vacation to take you someplace, that what she was feeling is, oh, my goodness, this is going to be the future, and I don't want to do it now. You know, does this mean I'm going to be taking care of my mom when she's old and weak? And, you know, and so I think she sort of panicked about it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet.
but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.